It's time for Caveman Corner, presented by Midland Engineering Company on Michiana's sports leader, 96.1 FM, WSBT. We're talking all things Mishawaka Caveman Athletics. And now, the hosts of Caveman Corner, Sean Stiers and Dean Huffert.
Well, a very pleasant good evening to you. We've got the Brian Kelly Radio Show coming your way at 7:30 tonight, live from O'Rourke's, with Coach Kelly and Jack Nolan, their special guest defensive coordinator Mike Elko, Drew Tranquil, Asmer Bilal as well. But we are here for the next 25 minutes with you. Caveman Corner is brought to you by Midland Engineering Company, also presented by Kevin Putz from First Midwest Mortgage, Mishawaka Education Foundation, School City of Mishawaka, and Thor Industries, along with Mishawaka Athletic Director Dean Huppert. I'm Sean Stiers, and our special guest tonight is 2017 Mishawaka School Corporation Teacher of the Year, Ryan Sargent. How you guys doing?
Yeah, we got Sarge here in studio.
Yeah.
And, it's going to be an interesting show because we're talking philosophies of art and defensive line. That's a combination right there, huh, Sarge?
That is quite a combination, yeah.
Going to go a little bit everywhere.
Art teaching and coaching the idiots on the D-line, it's quite a contrast. Those are my idiots.
He said it, not us.
Geniuses and geniuses. Let's just put it that way. Yeah. I mean, the guys are listening tonight, and we're getting ready for a game tomorrow. So let's keep them build up a little bit here.
That's right. And the game, of course, tomorrow night will be on the air here, Mishawaka Caveman Football, presented by Midland Engineering Company. 7 o'clock tomorrow night when the Cavemen host John Adams. The School City of Mishawaka pregame show starts at 6:45 tomorrow night right here on Michiana Sports Leader 96.1 FM.
You know, and it kind of feels like an early kickoff because our first three games, we played a couple teams out of the region.
You're right.
With Valpo and Portage, and then we took on Marist out of Chicago. So we've had 7:30 kickoffs, so got to get there early tomorrow. We've got to get in early and make sure that we're all prepared. We're going to be opening up those gates probably around 5:45, 6 o'clock to get people in the stadium. And last week was great because people were there early. We were able to open up, and it just flowed. We had people in the stands early. I changed some of the music up, and I found out by a couple of the football managers that we need to change some of it back. That's part of being the new director of athletics is
I guess I didn't pay close
opinions.
Enough attention. And now, any specifics we're talking about then
as far as the tunes? I played a little George Jones. I thought that Friday song would be good, and all of a sudden you saw some heads turning, and the players were looking up. I'm like, all right, we'll come back to a few of the songs, but there were a few things that they did like that we mixed up. But we're trying to create not just a football game but an atmosphere and not just headbanging out there. We want to kind of build it up a little bit.
Now, isn't Bart Curtis a Johnny Cash man? Haven't I heard that before? Have you guys heard that?
Oh, yeah. He loves the man in black. You know, okay. Oh, yeah. He's usually Thursday nights he's playing something from Johnny Cash really loud in the coach's office. It's a good time.
I can just see the sign right now, A Boy Named Bart.
Now, Dean, you mentioned, Ryan, you are an art teacher as well as a defensive line coach. That's quite a combination. But I saw some of your work in the locker room today over there at Mishawaka. You painted this huge mural up there on the wall. It was really cool because you've got guys, you've got old school Mishawaka football players who are wearing the leather helmets right up until when you've got different kind of the origin, I guess, and right up into today's players. Have you done a lot of that kind of stuff, just the big wall murals and things like that?
Oh, yeah, there's quite a bit of it throughout Mishawaka High School in the cafeteria and the commons, but painting the locker room a while back, that was a lot of fun. That was a good time, you know, painting all those legends, the Rogamans, Paul Daggy, people like that.
You know, it was really impressive. I got to do the story on Mr. Sargent earlier, and he was a Teacher of the Year this past year. And one of the things that really impressed me about you is your patience with the kids, and then also just working and bringing some of that intensity that you take to the football field and bringing that into the art studio. And our art program, Sean, you may have seen a little bit of the work, but when you see some of the stuff that these kids are doing and the ability to try and get out there and put it out there, and it may not be a Picasso yet, but you have some incredible students, and they've done great at the award shows too.
Yeah, I've approached teaching art when I became the department head. I approached it just like we approach football, and you know, we push the kids to perform better to get the most out of them. And it's showing in the art department. It's grown from 3 teachers to 5. We're winning the majority of the awards in a lot of the contests in the area. We're getting kids scholarships at the end of the year. You know, the program is really taking off. And it's just, you know, it's approaching it just like you would approach working with, sure, your athletes. You know, it's just a different kind of talent.
And it's such a source of pride. I mean, to go through the halls and to actually see the pictures, you go through the administration building and you see the kids' artwork and really throughout the school. And this is not just at the high school now. You can see that momentum, and it's exactly what we want to do in sports. With 19 of our sports and cheerleading and dance and band, we want to see those kids get that bug early on and then bring that excitement and then make our programs better at the varsity level. And I mean, you're talking some all-staters in the art department. And one of the things, talk to us about your philosophy too, because so many kids, whether it's sports, academics, or in life, there's a fear of failure. And for you, you really take that fear away. Nobody wants to get a bad grade, right, Sean? I mean, we've had them. But when you're in the classroom and when you're on the football field, you're trying to work, you're trying to be the best, but you take some of that fear of failure out.
Yeah, it seems like it's easier for athletes, you know, to go to practice and mess up, and they learn and they get better, and that's normal and it seems acceptable. But in the classroom, for some reason, in you know, the culture of education, it gets to be where, you know, you can't fail, and I think that stymies growth, and especially in a program like art and any kind of project-based learning, you've got to have some failures to grow,
right.
And the teacher needs to protect the kids and let them know their grade's going to be okay. The failure is okay. We'll build from it, and you'll get a better grade later on.
So
don't
it's
worry
effort.
About it.
Yeah, so yeah, you're throwing the effort out there. If the kid's doing his best and trying, then go back to the drawing board, for lack of a better phrase, and do it again.
It's the effort, and mostly just having a growth mindset, getting the kids to grow and become something more than they were when they first came into the classroom.
Yeah, what's something maybe that you've learned from some of your students that just stand out? I mean, through the years, you've probably had some incredible students where you're the teacher, you're a Mishawaka grad, so you've got pride, but then it's like, huh. They're teaching me a little bit right here.
Oh, absolutely, especially with technology, too. You know, we've got the new Mac Lab for the art department, and the kids are helping me out a lot with some of the things, too, especially as I'm getting used to the new Macs. But you know, overall, just the talent level of the group that we have right now, sometimes they intimidate me a little bit. Like, I need to sit down and I want to have a draw-off with them or something just to prove that I still got it. Because they're so good. They're so talented. It's getting scary anymore.
Yeah, that makes it fun. And getting ready for a big game tomorrow, too, right?
Absolutely. Ryan Sargent is our guest. He's the defensive line coach for the Mishawaka football team and also the 2017 Mishawaka School Corporation Teacher of the Year. And as we found out, an art teacher. And I'm curious, Ryan, how being an art teacher complements being a football coach and vice versa. Is there any? Do they complement each other?
Yeah, they sure do. It's a completely different way of approaching it, though. You know, there's some times where I might get upset in art class, and there's been a child that might have said, well, you were yelling at us. Oh, no, I wasn't. You need to come on out to practice
and see what yelling's all about.
Yeah,
right?
I yell at my defensive linemen. I didn't yell at you guys. Yeah, we were just getting a little talking going on. That's okay. But
maybe you need to do a little bit of that. I mean, teachers down the hall would be like, what the heck just happened?
Yeah, we have our O-line coach, Mike Buckman, is also an art teacher. So there's two of us in the art department that are also football coaches. And, of course, you know, we have a lot of fun, you know, with each other in the hallways, yelling back and forth and just, you know, creating a neat atmosphere.
Do you have any of your defensive linemen or even any of your football players in your class?
I do. I have one of my I have several football players in class right now, but one of my defensive linemen is in class, yeah.
Now, do they take it because, it's Coach Sargent, this is going to be an easy class, that kind of thing? Or are they pretty deep into art in the whole,
they might have
the whole
thought
concept.
That,
and right?
I corrected that
there.
Right away. Yeah, yeah. They learn pretty quick. We're going to get the work done in here, just like we do out on the field.
Do you have any of them who are pretty good so far, from what you've seen?
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. The especially with the digital classes that I teach, you know, the programs that we use, Adobe Photoshop, Adobe Illustrator, they're kind of equalizers. You know, kids that maybe can't draw or paint, they can come in and take this class, and they can learn how to create and make art and learn about aesthetics and things that, that make good commercial art and logo design and things like that.
Now, it's funny because when you say art, I still think of like charcoals and watercolors or even oil whatever. But like, I guess it shows how long I've been out of school because there's a whole different layer to art these days with what you just talked about, the whole digital world.
Yeah, it's just an addition. We still do charcoal, pencil, all in my room, all in that same classroom. At every workstation, we have a regular drafting table where they can draw, paint, do all the traditional stuff. But then also we have a Mac computer right there at the same workstation. So we work digitally, too.
It's pretty cool. I mean, there's a certain energy in the school about art, and it does attract students. I mean, it attracts students from other schools. And when you're coming to a volleyball game or a basketball game, you're walking through the halls, and sure, you see the trophies, and you see some of the things up on the wall and the Hall of Fame banners. But then all of a sudden, it's like, huh. Look at that. And it does make you stop and look. But when you hear the kids talk about it, it's just cool. And it's fun for me to watch and sit back, you know, coming in and understanding Mishawaka. But to see the kids and the energy in the school, it's not just sports, but it's fun to be in the band when you're in seventh grade and eighth grade now. It's fun to be in art. And you see those kids talking and actually interacting and saying, you know, how did you do that? Or what did you do to get to that point? And that's where it becomes an education then. And it didn't start out that way because it was just fun. And it took that fear of failure away. And I love that about that program. I think there's a lot to be learned from that.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to take a break. We are about, we're less than 14 minutes away from the Brian Kelly radio show here on Michiana Sports Leader, 96.1 FM. WSBT, Ryan Sargent is our guest tonight. He's the defensive line coach for the Mishawaka football team. We have Caveman football coming up tomorrow night, and he's also the 2017 Mishawaka School Corporation Teacher of the Year. With Mishawaka Athletic Director Dean Hubbard, I'm Sean Stiers, and this is Caveman Corner on WSBT. It is 7:22, the Brian Kelly Radio Show, about 8 minutes away. Caveman Quarter continues with Mishawaka Athletic Director Dean Hubbard. I'm Sean Stiers. Our special guest tonight is Ryan Sargent, who is an art teacher at Mishawaka High School, Mishawaka School Corporation's Teacher of the Year for 2017, and also the defensive line coach for the Cavemen. And, of course, you guys take on John Adams High School tomorrow night, the game right here on WSBT. I mean, you guys have been tested. We were talking during the break. I mean, between even Portage to start off the season. You guys win a shootout against them. Then Valparaiso, I think they're ranked sixth right now in Class 6A. And then Chicago Marist, I believe they're the number four team in the state of Illinois right now. That's who you've seen the last couple of weeks. So regardless of the results of those games, with the size of some of those guys that you've seen, I imagine that you have to feel like you're pretty tested now as you get ready for NIC play to start tomorrow night.
Yeah, we've come out almost injury-free with a very, very young, inexperienced defense. And they're not so inexperienced anymore. We had, I think, only one of our players, one of our linebackers, played some last year. Everyone else is a rookie. We got a lot of sophomores playing, a real young team. So those two games, playing those two big schools, really tested these kids.
Sean, what's amazing about this team, and when we saw them in the scrimmage against Concord, and Concord, a fast team and played really quick, there were some kids out of position, and I was looking at our Mishawaka boys going, ooh, you know, they're a little uncomfortable out there. My wife has this saying that if you're uncomfortable, you're growing. And you just kind of use that phrase there that they are growing, they are learning. And to watch them last week, it wasn't a complete game, but there were times, and that was one of the more talented teams we're going to see in a couple of years. They were fast across the board. But from where they were in that Concord scrimmage, you got to be impressed to how the kids are learning. They're getting it, and I don't know if the light's on yet. We've got beautiful lights at the stadium, by the way. That's a nice little plug there. But
there it is.
But you have to be impressed on how the kids are learning and growing and getting the system, understanding it.
Yeah, especially those young kids. I mean, you think – the last time they were playing football, they were just freshmen in high school, you know, and here they are under the lights on Friday night playing varsity football, and they're growing. They're getting a lot better. You know, we got a linebacker. Two of my defensive linemen are sophomores that are playing. Yeah. So it's going to be a fun season watching them grow, and I think they're ready for this game tomorrow.
Excited. And Adams is going to come in hungry. Mishawaka beat them last year, 43-14 in the sectional, and they've been in these games. I mean, with Riley, they were 36-19, and with Northridge earlier in the season, 26-14. So they're hungry for a win. I mean, this is an Adams team that's going to come over here, and of course everybody knows this is a game for the traveling jug, right? I mean, it's pretty much the oak and bucket, and the jug
right.
is. I was there today when the police were escorting it into the stadium, and we'll have it on at Caveman Sports on Twitter a little later. I mean, this thing's serious. They took it out of the vault, brought it across. It was a police escort, and now it's in a safe, secure location. So you'll have to check it out at Caveman Sports on our Twitter account, because it was something else. You know, to experience it, you hear about it, but to actually see the jug come to the stadium and how serious they take it, it's a big deal.
I'm going to be looking for it. All right. You guys had an interesting guest earlier this morning, Dean, Mary Lou Wood. Kind of tell us a little bit about her.
You know, we brought all the head coaches in, and we called it a coaches club, and just wanted to have an opportunity to talk to some of the guys. And first of all, you look out there and you see Bart Curtis and Steve Anderson and our head coaches, and then some of our younger coaches like Sarah Deshaun and Josh Aaron, and to see them combine. But we wanted to bring somebody in who gets Mishawaka. And here's Mary Lou Wood. Her husband, Marv Wood, was a legendary coach, guidance counselor. Of course, he brought about the movie Hoosiers when he won in Milan in 1954. But what I told our coaches is, I said, you know what, Marv Wood is who we all want to be. He had an impact with kids. He loved Mishawaka. And this was a guy who came to Mishawaka. Nobody knew if he was going to stay because he had all these accolades, but he was ingrained in the community and everybody had respect for him. So if a coach can come in and have those attributes, but Mary Lou, you know, 89 years old, and she just gave that message of having pride, doing the right things. And like she said, after Milan won the state championship, and she reminded us today, she said, you know, everybody was talking about how great this win it was and how we were the little guys and Bobby Plump made the shot and we beat the Giants from South Bend Central. But, you know, what I remember is standing up there telling people, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And that's Mary Lou. And I could just see Marv smiling when she said that because it's like he was just as proud as can be. And if you knew Marv and if you knew him, you loved him. And I know you had some experience with the Wood family, but to see her out there today was great to see.
Yeah, Marv Wood was my counselor in high school. I graduated from Mishawaka. He was my counselor.
And so many people knew him as just guidance counselor, but
really?
The man was a legend. And I told our coaches, I said, you know, I talked to my wife, I talked to my mom and my brother about important things, but when it comes to Mishawaka, I'm on the phone with Mary Lou because she's the voice of honesty, and she'll tell me the truth, and she'll say, you know, this is what I think, and I listen to that lady all day long because she knows what she's talking about, and she knows sports too. Man, she loves it.
Well, that's great to have someone with that kind of connection that goes that far back, especially to a story like you were saying, that I think everyone knows about now because of the movie Hoosiers.
Yeah, and if you don't mind, Sean, we had some excitement this week from our tennis program. We have a USTA grant where we're starting a youth tennis program. So we had some pep rallies in 3rd through 8th grade. We had 72 kids sign up. So in about another week, all these kids are going to be out there learning tennis, playing tennis, and trying to grow a sport. So that was fun to see because kids just want to be active. Parents want to have their kids out there playing a sport.
All right, real quick, Ryan Sargent, defensive line coach for the Cavemen. Give me a key for the defense tomorrow night.
Well, turnovers. All right, we're going to be trying to get some turnovers. And definitely number one, our defensive coordinator, Greg Smith, wants a shutout. So we're all.
I'm sure he does. Doesn't every defensive coordinator want a shutout?
We're all working for that.
And the key for us, we have Jimmy John's in the hospitality.
There
so when
go.
The coaches come in, they're like, they're going to be fed, they're going to be hungry, and hopefully our offense is freaky fast. That would be nice to see tomorrow night.
That's exactly it. Any final thoughts, Dean, before we wrap up
tonight? Yeah, we've got homecoming coming up next week. So Wednesday, there's going to be a community-wide pep rally. Our band directors want to see everybody out there. Thursday, we'll have a tailgate, and then Friday, pep rally at the school. So maybe it's a nightmare for the coaches because there's so many distractions, but it's fun for the school, and it'll be fun for us to promote that and just get kids energized and, man, get them out to Steele Stadium, get a big victory.
All right, sounds great. We are on the air tomorrow night, Mishawaka Caveman Football, presented by Midland Engineering, 7 o'clock when the Cavemen host John Adams. Pregame show is at 6:45 tomorrow night here on Michiana Sports Leader 96.1 FM. WSBT. Caveman Corner brought to you by Midland Engineering Company. Also presented by Kevin Putz from First Midwest Mortgage. He'll be our halftime interview tomorrow night by the Mishawaka Education Foundation, by School City of Mishawaka, and by Thor Industries as well. Dean, thanks. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow, obviously. Yeah. Ryan, thanks, and
thank you.
Good luck tomorrow night. Brian Kelly Radio Show is on the way right now, live from O'Rourke's on Michiana Sports Leader, 96.1 FM WSBT.